So, what is all this?
Well, what we've got here is the room that you're now in is known as the case room. Mm-hmm. And these are all the cases that will hold all the type. Or we call it the composing room, simply because this is where all the jobs would be composed. And the person, of course, who would work here would be the compositor, probably starting when he was 13, finishing at 20, and doing a 7-year apprenticeship. Obviously, he got fairly good eyesight. He would then be fairly well educated and know a lot about English, spelling, punctuation. And it's also, remember, he must also be a good designer. And he would learn how to design because, of course, he's creating the job. He would normally work from the cases. This is known as the upper case, and this is known as the lower case. And, of course, that's where you get the term upper and lower case from.
So that's capital letters and small letters.
That's right. Everything in here is in alphabetical order, except, of course, for two letters. And these letters are the J and the U. And the reason for this, of course, is the J and the U have not always been in our alphabet. For the J, we used an I, and for the U, we used a V. And, of course, the J was changed round about 1600, and the U round about 18th century. And of course, the I and the U became your vowels. They come after the Z because they didn't know what to do with them. So they placed them after the Z, and that's where they are today, still not in alphabetical order. Now, the lower case is not in alphabetical order. It's in the order of usage. And so, of course, the most used letter in the English language is the letter E. You're right. Got the largest compartment, and of course, more E's there than anything else. As the letter gets less and less used, it's forced to the outside, so as you would expect, the Z's, J's, and so on, all down here. To make up your case, you've got your numerals, 1 to 9, plus your 0, plus your punctuation, and then, of course, your spacing material. And that is known as a standard case. So we can more or less go anywhere in Britain, and to all intents and purposes, it will be exactly the same.
So you could just stand here and you could reach the whole alphabet?
The whole lot,
like
There are one or two little bit points. The English case is slightly different from the Scottish case. The P and the Q are closer together, so watch your P's and Q's.
I see, that's where the saying comes
that's
from.
That's where that one comes from. Mm. The other one, these are known as sorts. Mm. And of course, in newspaper work, the men would normally be on piecework, work from the case as quickly as possible, and of course, as error-free as possible. And of course, the more they set, the more money they made. Occasionally, they would come to the case and find one of these compartments empty. And, of course, you're out of sorts.
Mm. Ah.
So that's that one there.
Out of sorts.
The instrument they would use is the setting stick. And, of course, originally it would have been made out of wood, now, of course, made out of metal. And it's got a movable measure. There we are. There. And we can set this measure to the particular size of the job. If, for example, we were setting a poem, we would set the longest line first in the type that we decided to set it, knowing that once you've set that to the longest line, all the other lines would obviously go into that measure. You then lock it in place and you keep that setting stick locked until that job is actually finished. We're going to hold this in our left hand and we're going to set the type with our right hand. So in theory, you should never have a left-handed compositor. Right? If, of course, you did, they would tend to have the wrong end
upside
of the stick.
Down, no,
there they are.
Ah, the wrong end of the stick. If you were setting a few lines of poetry in this, how long would it take to, say, set four lines of poetry into that, picking the pieces
off? It would obviously depend on the type size that you're using. And, of course, the stick is generally quite small, and so, therefore, you're not going to get the poem in there. And so you would only use this to set perhaps half a dozen lines, and then you would transfer that from the stick to a receptacle, which we call a galley. And that is how we actually build up the job. Set, onto galley, set, and so on, and so on.
And how long would it take to do, say, six lines onto here?
We've got our own mathematics, and so we tend to speak about 1,000 ends per hour. And so perhaps that would take perhaps 5 minutes.
5 minutes to do this?
Yeah.
And that would be six lines at about 100, no, 50 characters, about 300.
300 characters.
300 characters in 5 minutes. Yep. Thank you. Right. So this is the next stage here.
Well, this is, in fact, the last stage. This is actually the storage area for standing jobs. And these are jobs that's going to be coming in periodically from the same customer. And instead of distributing the type back into the cases at the end of the job, you keep it locked up either in galley form, or you could tie it up with what is known as page cord. And so when the job comes in, if there are any alterations, then you will only charge the customer for the alterations, not for the complete setting. So in a way, the old compositor is doing nothing more than what the modern computer does. The only difference is that, of course, on the computer, you're saving space, whereas here, we've got to utilize type, materials, and of course, extra space as well.